Proclamation number 4583 of 10th of March, 1949. Redemptive work of Christ. Christ's work of redemption has been accomplished, and yet countless souls go into eternity unredeemed. Countless souls do not make use of the grace which the man Jesus acquired on the cross for the whole of humanity, and they remain under Satan's control. They remain bound by his will. They cannot be redeemed from his power because they themselves do not want it, because they cling to God's adversary, who does not release them in order not to deprive himself of his power. Jesus Christ was humanity's greatest benefactor, and yet only few know him, and even those who speak his name know nothing more than this name. They know nothing of his sacrifice of love which he offered to God in order to help sinful humanity, who, pressed to the ground by the burden of sin, had neither the will nor the strength to redeem themselves. Humanity was sinful because, as a result of the former sin of the arrogance of the spiritual, it had to walk through earthly life with the aim of maturing the soul. It was, as it were, the product of sin. God created the human form in order to give the fallen spiritual being the opportunity to develop upwards again into a spiritual being which turns away from sin and consciously strives towards God. It is certainly possible for the human being's spiritual being to change during earthly life so that it can enter eternity in God's image, so that it can be redeemed if it has the will to do so. Yet as long as the human being is under the influence of the one who is responsible for his past apostasy, he lacks the will for redemption and also the strength which he can only receive from God, and which God only gives to the being which does not misuse the strength to work for his adversary but uses it correctly according to his will. The man Jesus, who had penetrated God's deepest wisdom through love, knew about this weakness of the human being, about his bound will and about the power of God's adversary. He knew this and took pity on his helpless fellow human beings to abandon them to their dark fate, and thus he wanted to strengthen the weak, raise up the weak-willed and impart strength to them to free themselves from the enemy's shackles. And thus he offered a sacrifice for his fellow human beings. He acquired grace and strength for them, and strength and will through a work of love which he offered to God as a sacrifice of atonement in order to make redemption easy for them. He died for humanity on the cross. He wanted to redeem his fellow human beings from their weakness and from the sin of their former apostasy from God. He has accomplished the greatest work of love, which no human being on earth can measure in its value and depth. All people can become free from their tormentor. They can cast off all fetters and enter the spiritual kingdom, ready-made in the deepest meaning of the word, if only they acknowledge Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world, present their weakness and burden of sin to him and ask for his help. But they do not respect him. They don't believe in his might and power and don't request it either, and consequently they cannot make use of the blessings of the act of salvation either, and Jesus Christ died for these people in vain. Their state of sin has remained the same, and if they die they are so exceedingly burdened with the old sin of former rebellion against God, as well as with an extremely weakened will which always lets them fall more and more into the hands of God's adversary. And the work of redemption of the man Jesus was accomplished in vain for these souls, to whom no other help can be given, and who therefore enter the kingdom of darkness bound, if they lose their physical life. Satan has gained victory over these souls because they have placed themselves into his hands, although they were given the opportunity to request Jesus' help, whose love for humanity was so great that he wanted to be everyone's savior because he knows about the dreadful torments of those who enter the beyond unredeemed. Amen.